Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Fritzy has rebounded from a horrible start.
Did I?
Yeah.
Enough of a rebound?
Well, you didn't do anything in last hour, but you did nothing, absolutely nothing in the first hour.
Wow.
Like, you didn't do anything negative last hour. First hour, you did.
Just enough to keep the job.
Yeah. Yeah. And you got Brent Musburger booked coming up here in a little bit. So, you know, put your rally cap
on. Almost
at
a push.
Yeah. Put
almost.
Put your rally cap
on. Let's do it.
All right. Reggie in Mississippi joining us on the program. Reggie, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, DP. How are you, man?
Great. What's up?
Listen, that first couple of hours, I thought Todd got the Toby Flenderson from The Office treatment there. So I'm glad he's rebounding and everything. I'm happy for him. I'm an HBCU grad, Alcorn State here in Grenada. Fred McNair, he's the brother of Steve McNair. He coaches there. But what Deion Sanders is doing, man, teaching those life lessons and getting those top recruits, man, I couldn't be more happy for HBCU football, man. I can only wish to see us getting some of those NFL draft picks like we did in the 70s and yep. 80s. I love to see those days back. So thanks for taking my call, man.
All right, Reg. Thank you. Reggie is a little concerned for you, Todd.
That was very thoughtful of him. It was very nice.
Yeah. I mean, I hope Deion's, if he wants to stay at Jackson State and he can continue to get these recruits, great. I just get the feeling that he's going to now be offered a job, a big job, and it makes sense because now it's like, well, we don't know if Deion can be a head coach in college football. And then you start to see him get a couple of these recruits. They win 11 games this year, and then all of a sudden it's like, okay. I mean, you do a lot of retreads with college coaches. You go from one job to another. If I'm Florida State, you know, that's where you go, Dion, come on back. Sorry, we messed up. And part of that feels like, you know, Dion wanted to say to Florida State, oh, you think this recruit's going there? He's not. I'm going to shock the world. And he did. And then he got another recruit. But I do think that they're following Dion, wherever Dion is, not necessarily because it's Jackson State. Yes, he...
It does kind of feel like, though, that the combination of Dion and NIL maybe has opened up a door for, you know, historically black colleges and universities to retain that talent that normally would be going to other places.
I don't know how much money is involved in this. I've yet to hear something that is what I feel like accurate instead of just rumors. You know, did Barstool help? You know, that was a rumor because Dion, you know, has a show on Barstool or relationship with them. And are they funding this? I don't know. But it feels like it's more about just Dion Sanders and that magnetism that he has. And you have these two players who are probably going to play in the NFL. And what better way to learn than from Dion Sanders? And he's proven that he can coach. He's certainly proven he can recruit. I just don't know how long he's going to stay. By the way, the quarterback for each of the last four national title winners has played two interception-free games while posting at least 500 passing yards and five or more touchdowns in the playoffs. Trevor Lawrence did it in 2018, Joe Burrow in 2019, Mac Jones 2020, Stetson Bennett this year.
Stat of the day,
yes.
Stat of the day,
I'm back.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
So we'll talk to Brent Musburger. He'll join us coming up here in about 15 minutes. We do have some merchandise. We have a great new T-shirt, the Aaron Shrugs T-shirt. Go to danpatrick.com to see that. Also, a few calendars. I asked them to print up a few more calendars. Had people reaching out saying that they didn't get one, not able to order one over the holidays. We have a few of them that are signed as well. Go to danpatrick.com. Check out all the gift giving that we have post-holidays. Poll question, final hour. Todd, what are we going to do?
We're going to go with this. Will NFL MVP voters not give Tom Brady an MVP vote because he has too much already? 51% say no. 48% say yes.
Okay.
Or 49% say yes.
Yeah, all right.
Right down the middle.
I don't know if the vote, who knows? You know, we've already heard from one voter who said he wasn't going to vote for Aaron Rodgers because he's the biggest jerk in the league. I don't know what they're going to factor in and not factor in because it's open to interpretation. What is value? Is Tom Brady more valuable because he's older? He's doing it at 44? Aaron Rodgers, with what he's done so far for his team, the number one seed. Joe Burrow in an unbelievable story with Cincinnati. Jonathan Taylor with what he did with the Colts. T.J. Watt, what he did with the Steelers. Like there's viable candidates here, but it just feels like it's Aaron Rodgers. And I go back to that game where the Saints shut out the Buccaneers, and it felt like that was enough for voters to say, not going to give it to Tom. And if I'm Tom, I would use this the way Michael Jordan did when Karl Malone won the MVP and when Charles Barkley won the MVP. Because guess who won the title both of those years? Michael Jordan did. Maybe. Now, it's different because Brady can't take over a game like Jordan could. You know, there's only five guys on each team out there. You know, Brady's not playing defense. Mike got a chance to, you know, people forget Michael had the strip of Karl Malone that led to the jumper that beat the Utah Jazz. Mike had an unbelievable defensive play, but that's not mentioned. It's the jumper. Well, the push off and then the jumper. Yes, Todd.
Now, Tom Brady was upset about not being player of the week or player of the month. Imagine how much that would be magnified. I know you could use it as momentum and motivation, but to not get the MVP, someone that was upset that Belichick didn't honor him as player of the week.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
I was watching some NBA last night. I was flipping back and forth because I wanted to see my guy, LaMelo Ball. He had a floater with 15 seconds to go. Hornets beat the Bucks. He had 23 points. I didn't see the game, but Domantas Sabonis had 23 rebounds last night, 11 points and 10 assists. So that's his third triple-double. He has 16 career triple-doubles. You normally don't think of Sabonis as somebody who's going to get... And I keep thinking he's going to end up with another team. Feels like he's one of those guys that is going to get traded by the Pacers. Yeah, I'm pulling.
What? Wasn't it Hakeem Olajuwon had a couple quadruple doubles, maybe David Robinson, where it's like they had assists and blocks and points and rebounds?
Yeah.
For some reason, I remember Hakeem getting maybe one or two of those. That's got to be as rare as it gets, right?
Yes. I don't know if Mutombo might have done that, but it feels like Hakeem. I loved Hakeem Olajuwon. Underrated. Great footwork. Unbelievable defensive player. You can make a case. Now, I know Bill Russell, that's a different era, that Hakeem Olajuwon is the best defensive player in NBA history. Because I think he's the all-time leader in block shots, and he might be up there pretty high in steals. If you like, you don't think of a center, but you know, I never looked at Hakeem as a center. He was just a player. Yeah, Paulie.
Four players have had a quadruple-double.
Okay.
I think Anthony Davis did get one. I've got to check on Anthony Davis.
Okay.
One person had it twice, and then there's three other dudes.
Did we mention any of the dudes?
We mentioned one already moments ago.
Hakeem Olajuwon?
Twice.
Okay.
I mentioned one of them about 45 seconds ago.
45 seconds, yeah.
The Admiral.
Okay.
David Robinson had 34, 10, 10, and 10.
Ooh.
Right on the screws.
Ooh, okay.
If you get the other two, I will buy your lunch. Either of the other two. More old school. One's an 80s guy.
Okay.
Who's been referenced on this show before, but it's not a household name. The other's a 70s guy who more your era and you know.
Kareem?
No.
Okay.
The 80s guy was, he won Defensive Player of the Year a couple times. He was known for being a little crazy from a few guests told us.
Alvin Robertson?
Alvin Robertson had a quadruple-double.
Is Nate Thurman?
Attaboy, you get lunch. Nate Thurman, October 8th, 1974. It's a to-go lunch because I don't want you. If it's at the place, you'll drink me dry.
Yeah. You didn't say drinks. You said lunch.
Hall of Famer Nate Thurman had 22 points, 14 rebounds, 13 assists, and 12 blocks against the Atlanta Hawks, shockingly.
All right. Good. I still got it.
That's your era, though. For sports, isn't it like late 60s to early 80s for your like knowledge?
Probably.
Like that window where you're like...
Well, but you know, when I did SportsCenter, I had to know about everything more so then. The stuff that you remember when you're a child, you never forget. You know, before girls, beer, mortgages, jobs, I just soaked it all in. Stupid trivia. Because I knew one day it was going to come in handy. Yeah, see.
Is that why we remember phone numbers? Because back then, I still remember a bunch of my old home phone numbers or maybe some friends' phone numbers. Is that because you were just always plugging them into your phone? You always had to actually dial them? And now you'll never get rid of them? Whereas now you just hit somebody's name?
Yeah. If you lose your phone, you're like, I got to call somebody. I don't know their number.
No idea.
I still know my bookie's number in Pittsburgh. And I ran into his son at the Radio Hall of Fame. And as soon as I saw him, I said, Dave, and I spit his phone number. He goes, oh, my God. And it's been a long, long time since I used to call Tony in Pittsburgh. Yes, see.
Do you have a home phone number now, or do you just have a cell phone?
I have a home number.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got the, you know, the hangs on the wall.
Oh, you have like one of those like old school.
Yeah.
Old timey kind of phones, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it works. Yeah. People are amazed. They're like, what's that? I go, that's a phone. Does it work? I go, yes.
So you tell them it's original?
No.
Yeah, it's original with the house.
It came with the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Paulie.
A bunch of my dopey grade school friends, like eighth grade friends, they did this thing the other day, like about a year ago. Can you name everyone else's phone number in the group? And we all crushed it, you know, because you have five or six friends growing up, eighth, ninth, 10th grade. And there was no, you didn't have a notepad. You didn't keep any, you had them in your head.
Do you know Seton's phone number?
No, I know yours off the top of my head. I think I can get yours.
Yeah.
I know my wife's. I know yours. That's it.
Seton, do you know Paulie's?
No, I have no idea.
You know Fritzy's?
Not even close. Yeah. I have an idea of yours. I think that if I had to, I could get yours first out of anybody.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Fritzy and I have had the same number since we met. I've had the same number since 2000. Fritzy's, I think, had the same number since I met him in 02. Dan, your phone, I think, maybe 04, 05 is when you got your phone, and I remember your number.
Yes. Your number is 203-43. Tell me if I'm right.
Oh, no.
That's something Todd would do. Yeah.
I totally was trying to make sure I didn't start showing you that I know those numbers.
You're really good with numbers. Do you know Paulie and Seton's phone numbers?
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it out loud. You have to trust me that I know.
Well, no, just if you give out one, then people can try to guess if it's Paulie's or Seton's.
Yeah, I definitely know all three of you guys' numbers.
Yeah, I don't know your number.
Todd, when you call us or text us, do you input the number or do you hit the name?
I hit the name.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything else I do the long way. But for that, if I start typing the first couple letters of your guys' names, the number comes up, and that's certainly quicker. I know you guys love my long texts all hours of the night.
Yes. Well, you sent out a Stetson Bennett text last night early.
Very early.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, I don't know.
I shut the door on Stetson and the dogs.
Yeah.
5 minutes into the first quarter.
Freezing cold takes there by Fritzy.
Really?
Yes, Seton.
Well, last night we got the first picture of Andrew Luck from Paul. And then about an hour later, we got another picture of Andrew Luck from Paul. And I was very confused. I wasn't sure what to do. So I just sent a picture of French onion soup.
Oh, that was great.
I'm like, I don't know what to do. I feel like I need to participate somehow. What would Paul like here? Because I don't know what to do with the Andrew Luck pictures. But here's French onion soup.
Paul was in heaven when he saw Andrew Luck on SportsCenter.
Oh, that was me, not him.
He's getting all these different looks. Like he is smiling. Here he is serious. Here he is.
It's like seeing a ghost.
I know. Jimmy in Indianapolis. Hey, Jimmy.
6 foot, soft, 235.
All right.
It's really rough when we see Andrew Luck once at Blue Moon here. Last night sucked. As soon as that popped up on ESPN, about 10 text messages from friends talking about how good this team would be if we still had him. Rough. He's still around. You'll see him on the public transportation with his kid and stuff like that. So it makes it really hard to approach him because, you don't approach people when they're out with their families. But he's real private, does a lot of stuff with some of the nonprofits here in Indy still. But it's very rare that we see him out.
All right. Well, thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, Paulie was all geeked out, man. Doing his impersonation. I could hear your text.
Oh, yeah.
When you sent it, I could just imagine as you're typing it in, you're going, oh, doing your Andrew Luck.
I don't text. It's a flip phone, and I call people like a gentleman. Aren't you fascinated, though, by this guy and that retirement?
Yes.
The fact that he's gone 2.5 years without an interview of any type.
I know. All right, we'll take a break. More phone calls coming up. And Brent Musburger, who's the voice of the Raiders on radio, he'll join us, the legendary Brent Musburger. Did he have money on the game last night? Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. It's a new year. So you got to ease into it. A lot of times you'll get somebody go, I'm going to the gym. I'm starting off the new year. And that only lasts about 2 weeks. But I got something that you can try and you can ease into it. It's M-Drive Boost and Burn. It's a daily supplement for driven guys. And you want to shed that holiday weight, give yourself some energy. You want to crush your fitness goals no matter how old you are. It's packed with clinically tested ingredients that naturally burn more body fat. And, M-Drive Boost and Burn is a change that you can make, and you could start your day off right. MDriveDan.com, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. You can also find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shop. New Year's resolutions don't work. We don't stick to them. But make a small change today that could have a lasting impact throughout the year. Try M-Drive Boost and Burn. Lose weight, get more energy, and perform at your very best. M-Drive Boost and Burn. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
More phone calls coming up. 877-3DP-SHOW. He's the lead broadcaster, and he is the managing editor at Vegas Stats and Information Network. Raiders play-by-play voice and one of the great broadcasters in history's Mr. Vegas. He's Brent Musburger joins us on the program. Good morning, Brent. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm fine. How are you, lad?
I'm doing well. How much money did you have on last night's game?
Let's say I have to still continue working. yeah, my tie didn't. Probably my worst pick of the year, but I guess Nick Saban has to lose a big game every now and again. It was an interesting game, you know, far different from many of the college championship games that we have seen. But listen, hail Georgia. And speaking of Georgia, what about what that state has done? They win the World Series with the Braves, and now they win the National College Championship. You know, with the Bulldogs, and what's wrong with the Falcons? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not going to happen anytime soon. There, little pressure on the Atlanta Hawks. Do you have a limit on how much you bet?
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, I'm strictly a recreational bettor. I would have been busted a long time ago if I tried to make a living out of it. Listen, I'm more of a $100 bettor than a $1,000 bettor.
Okay,
that's what I would say, Dan.
Best bet you ever made?
Best bet I ever made probably was on at most recent was certainly the Raiders on last Sunday's game when we we went far into the night to finally beat the Los Angeles Chargers. That certainly is the most
the most recent one that I've been able to catch. I also had the Raiders over 7.5 wins. I thought that was a low total for them going into the season, but I had to sweat it out in the end. And, of course, with their win streak at the end of the season, they did go past and wound up with 10 victories.
I'm trying to understand the fallout from the Chargers-Raiders game, that the criticism that Brandon Staley is receiving. Do you think the Raiders were going to play for the tie?
Well, I think the possibility existed, okay? I don't think they wanted to put Carlson on a field for a, nearly a 60-yard field goal. However, I really don't blame Staley and the Chargers for that timeout, Dan. They failed to execute when Josh Jacobs got loose on that last run. I mean, somebody could have stepped in there and made the tackle, and then it would have been up to the Raiders to make the consideration. I certainly think that they were thinking about it over on the sideline, because if they had missed a long field goal at that instance with a handful of seconds left, then you certainly would have given Herbert one final chance to push it down the field. And he was magnificent in the fourth quarter. But Staley wanted to adjust his personnel on the field. The linebacker that he took out, Murray, has been a bit of a disappointment to the Chargers. And he took himself out of the game earlier in the fourth quarter. Mm. I just happened to notice that from up in the radio booths. They wanted to get him out for a stouter run defender, and it didn't work out. Jacobs made the cut, and they didn't execute. But I honestly we don't know what would have happened if they hadn't called the timeout and kept the pressure. The one thing that the Raiders did do after the timeout, which might have made it easier for Jacobs, Carr had lined up, was going to be in the shotgun before the Chargers called the timeout, and then he moved up underneath center. That allows him, when he pivots, to hand off. Jacobs can be moving at a higher rate when he hits that line, and that may have helped Jacobs explode and then pick up the additional yards, and they were able to bring Carlson out for the tight end. I honestly blame Staley more for his fourth down, going for it back on his own 18-yard line. I thought that was completely arrogant. Now, we didn't score a touchdown after that, but we did kick a field goal. And I think, I understand analytics, but you don't win games with analytics. You win it with human beings. And you had the better football team. I don't think there's any question that man for man, the Chargers have better talent and more experienced talent down the line. So you go ahead and punt in that situation and let your team take over. I thought that was the biggest mistake that he made, not necessarily that the final timeout that everyone seems to be talking about.
But Al Davis would be rolling over in his grave if he knew the Raiders played for a tie and allowed a divisional opponent to make the playoffs. Like, nobody's talking about that, Brent, that the Raiders, I guess, gave consideration to play for a tie.
Exactly. And can you imagine, Dan, can you imagine what was going on in the city of Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I mean, it was past midnight, and if the game had wound up in a tie, as you say, a division opponent, the Chargers would have also gotten into the playoffs. There's one other thing that you should consider about the Raiders' decision, and I'm assuming that the coaching staff knew about it. If the Raiders had tied the Chargers and both had gone to the playoffs, the Raiders would be going to Kansas City this week and not Cincinnati. Now, I'm not taking any away from Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, a marvelous young quarterback, okay? But the Raiders, they want no part of the Kansas City Chiefs again. I mean, the Chiefs have put 40 points on them in each of their two victories this season. So obviously they would prefer to go to Cincinnati, although the Bengals, I've got to point out, the Bengals put 31 on them in Las Vegas, and Burrow didn't even throw for many yards. Derek Carr made a couple of big mistakes in the fourth quarter, and the Bengals pounced on it and won the game rather easily. But I think any coach would say, yeah, I think I'd rather go play the Bengals. There's a question about that injury that Burrow suffered a couple of weeks ago. rather than go in and face the Chiefs.
I agree, Brent. I brought that up yesterday. I'm like, people are missing a bigger story here. You don't want to play Kansas City because they've blown you out both times. And exactly. Yes, you have to go cross country to play against Cincinnati, but Cincinnati, they're newbies getting into the playoffs here. Like, you want to play for the win. I had people who said this yesterday. You know, the Raiders still hold a grudge against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they would have tried to keep the Steelers. I'm going, these players now have no idea what the hell happened with the Immaculate Reception. Exactly. I mean, come on. They want to keep Pittsburgh. Hey, they won Pittsburgh. I'd rather face Pittsburgh in the playoffs than I would the Chargers. So, you know.
For sure. Because remember now, the Raiders went to Pittsburgh first of the season, and they beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. There's certainly no doubt about it. That, I don't think that prospect ever entered into their mind.
I don't think so either.
You have to be selfish. You have to be selfish down on the sideline. And so be it. I mean, I will tell you that Josh Jacobs, from my mind, played his best game of the year. He has not been completely healthy, and it showed up on that run. And then, you know, Daniel Carlson has been the Iceman, and, you know, five game-winning kicks. My goodness, what a year he's had as a kicker. And so be it. And it's, I'm happy for Derek Carr. He finally gets to play in a playoff game. The last time the Raiders made it, he was a quarterback, but he suffered a broken leg week 16. He did not play down in Houston, and the Texans eliminated the Raiders. But it'll be interesting because, you know, Dan, as you so well know, the Cincinnati Bengals have had that long playoff drought, okay? You have to – I don't even know that Bo Jackson was in the NFL the last time the Bengals won a playoff game. So that's a long, long time ago, and we'll see what happens. I'm sure the city is very excited. I can't wait to see my favorite restaurateur, Jeff Ruby. Speaking of guys who like to wager on football games, Jeff is a degenerate better. I mean, he frequently texts for information. What do you think this week? What do you think?
We're talking to Brent Musburger. He's the voice of the Raiders. They have the game with the Bengals coming up this weekend. You know, all these tributes to John Madden. I forgot that. Was that at the Rose Bowl that you worked with John when you were at CBS?
Yes, it was at the Rose Bowl.
The Super Bowl.
But it was a Super Bowl, and it was the Rams who were playing the Steelers. And to give you a background, we had signed John, and we weren't too sure if he was going to be better in the studio or doing games. And so we put John up on the roof, and he was talking primarily about the Steelers, the AFC. And we also signed George Allen, and he was going to talk about the NFC. So I had both of them up on the roof. And by the time I got finished, I said to Van Gordon Sauter, who was our head of the sports, I said, man, John Madden's got potential to be a star. He's just so entertaining when he talks. You never know where he's going to go. And you listen carefully to him, and he was a star up on the roof that day. There was no doubt about it. Terry Bradshaw and the Steelers, of course, defeated Vince Ferragamo and the Rams and won that particular Super Bowl. And then the thing about John is that Van Gordon Sauter, rather than start him out with Pat Summerall or Vince Scully, who are our two lead play-by-play guys, he put him with Gary Bender. And Gary Bender really, really taught John Madden the ins and outs of working up at a booth, and it was such a good relationship. And then when the debate began as to who Madden would work with, Van again made an outstanding decision. Van initially wanted him to work with Vince Scully, and then he was talked out of it by several people on the staff who felt that John would have more breathing room working a booth with Summerall, and it was a fantastic decision because the rest is history. John is one of the more entertaining people that I've ever been around. We finished up our NFC coverage. We didn't have the Super Bowl one year in Chicago. And John, of course, was riding the train then. A lot of people thought he was fearful of flying. That's not the case. He was claustrophobic. And we always had a room in a hotel, either the third floor or lower for him. But I kind of felt sorry for him headed to the train station. And I said, John, let me cancel my airplane reservation. We'll take the train back to New York. And, of course, it was the wintertime. And I'll never forget. We had two breakdowns, one in upstate New York, and I think we got into Grand Central about 16-18 hours. So I left. I said, John, I love you, my man. You're great. But I just took my last train trip back from a football game. So, he was, Dan, he was a delight. What a great life. First of all, one of the more entertaining coaches.
Why did he retire at 42, though, Brent?
Well, I think he was exhausted. And listen, part of it was still the claustrophobia. I mean, and the claustrophobia includes not wanting to get into a tightly controlled airplane up in the air. Wow. Okay, I mean that was not a small part. But he felt he'd done what he'd done, and it was time to move on. And he had the two sons and a great family man, and so he took a shot at broadcasting. Didn't know anything about it. Hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to it, and was able to come in and be the most dominant analyst, certainly of our time. I tell young analysts, I say, listen, the one thing that John did better than any analyst is didn't start talking right away. He used his monitor. They fail to understand that the camera sees so much more than the naked eye. And week after week after week, I hear these guys jump in, and they really don't know what they're looking at. Okay, last night there was chaos in the early going, what appeared to be, for example, a Georgia touchdown on a fumble, mm-hmm. and then the truck. You have to be very patient, and John always was, because you wait for that right angle to come back, which showed clearly that Bryce Young's arm was moving forward last night, and John was outstanding. And then we had a cameraman at CBS that John Madden controlled, and during the game he would look for those sidebar stories, what's under the bench and what kind of gloves were players wearing.
Wait, how did he control the cameraman?
Well, he was the one who would tell the truck, go over to the Cowboys bench. I look behind it. I see some things over there that look interesting. He would tell the truck during commercial timeouts to send the sideline cameraman to look for those special, especially if the game was close, Dan, and important, and things were going back and forth. He didn't worry so much about that. But John Madden was the greatest ever in a blowout, okay? Because he'd look for those sidebar stories that kept you entertained, gave you a chuckle going forward. Of course, he invented Thanksgiving with the turkey presentation after the game. And those were ideas that came from John Madden. And also, he was the first analyst who insisted that there was a meeting the night before the game. I know of pregame meetings in which the crew was actually in there for about 3 hours looking at tape with John, and he would go over different things. He was a teacher as much as anything else when he worked back in the days at CBS as our top analyst.
Always great to catch up with you. Good luck this weekend against the Bengals, and we'll catch up with you soon. Thank you, Brent.
You got it, Dan. Take care, my man.
That's Brent Musburger, Hall of Famer. I can listen to those stories. You know, sometimes you forget stories that you have. And Brent's been around, since the early 70s. It's like Al Michaels. They just have incredible memories. And I do say this to my broadcast students at Full Sail University. Having a great memory, great recall is really important. And you almost have to train yourself that you remember things and remind yourself of things. Because when you have that at your beck and call and you're able to say, oh, it's that, or that's the person. Because a lot of this, if you do play-by-play, a lot of it, you're ad-libbing all of it. You have to be prepared those moments when you have to, kind of look back 20 years earlier. Or another player that you might compare that player to. Whatever it is. That ability to have recall is so important. Jim Lampley, great sportscaster, unbelievable memory. Oberman, photographic memory. He might have as good a memory as anybody I've ever been around. Al Michaels is crazy great. He was, when we were at the Olympics and we were in Russia, and I remember Al was talking about, I was talking about the We Are Family Pittsburgh Pirates. And Al tells me, Oh, I remember, and it was on this day, and the weather was this. He had, I don't know if it was true, but I'm believing that Al was describing what the atmosphere was like, what the weather was like, where the game was, how it played out. Unbelievable. You know, he's got that, yeah, it's a Rolodex in his head. Bob Costas has that. Like you, Mike Tirico, great, great recall. But, you know, you'll find that. It's a common thread with a lot of these elite broadcasters because they count on it. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
The popular broadcaster Dan Lebatard will be on the program.
Wow.
Yeah. This day in sports history coming up. Todd says don't take any phone calls, but I'm going to.
Take a couple. It's all right. Todd, you don't need my permission.
Todd is still a little down in the dumps from hour one. he was talking to me during the commercial break, and he goes,
I'm a little immature and sensitive like that.
He goes, you know, you hurt my feelings. And I didn't know if we were having a real conversation.
That was with genuine feelings I was sharing with you. That wasn't like some act for the scoreboard segment.
I knew.
I was opening up to you. I was like, you guys get piled on a little bit too much.
Okay. And then Todd said that social media said that Todd should just take off his shirt and walk out like Antonio Brown.
And I got about 45 reasons as to why I will not do that.
Yeah. Will you have a poll question ready for tomorrow's show?
I have a little note in my crazy notebook next to the guest boxes with little asterisks and reminders and like yellow highlighter to make sure that...
But you remembered to do the scoreboard segment.
I did, but those are like, sometimes I'll do those a couple of days in advance because I'm like researching what's, you know, things that are birthdays and things happening on that day. But there was no excuse. So I should have had polls ready and I didn't. And that's bad. I didn't have a limerick or a mock headline.
Okay.
And a first hour guest.
Okay. But
if we want to rehash all the things I did not do.
I said, did you bring this on yourself, some of this?
I guess to a certain extent for the reasons I just mentioned.
Yeah, okay.
But then you guys really smacked me around there. But we move on. And I didn't mope like I would normally do. I rallied in the second and third hour.
But you couldn't wait to tell me 2 minutes ago that I hurt your feelings.
Don't you want me to be able to? I know you 20 years. I can't open up to you and tell you if you hurt my feelings.
You can. I didn't. I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
It's okay.
All right.
I'll get over it eventually. By next Wednesday, I'll be fine.
Yeah. But just make sure you don't repeat all the mistakes you made in the first
hour. There were a lot of mistakes there.
That's all.
There were a lot of mistakes. You would think that, I didn't show up.
You know, we don't have McLovin anymore.
I know. We all
have to
step up.
Okay, so we have to do some things that McLovin used to do. That's all.
That's where we got to wear a couple more hats. Not a big deal. Yeah. And I drop the ball and I'll pick it back up.
Okay. Anthony in Queens. Anthony, thanks for holding. What's on your mind this morning? Anthony? Anthony?
Anthony. Gotta say it like you're in Queens.
Anthony!
Hey, Anthony!
Yes, sir. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. What's on your mind, Anthony?
Well, first of all, Happy New Year, 6-2-235. All right. I got a chance to watch the national championship game, and I didn't understand the last possession of Alabama. They took their time. They were marching down the field. Now they're at the 44-yard line with less than just under 80 seconds and three timeouts. Why did they start bombing the ball and try to go for the end zone? They could have just sit there and try to take their time, quick slant routes. They still had three timeouts left. I didn't understand their logic. I just wanted to hear your input on it.
They did have three timeouts. I didn't understand their whole offensive philosophy last night. If we're going to talk about not just what was happening in the final drive, And you know, right before the interception, he threw a great pass that was dropped. And, I mean, things changed quickly there. Kurt in Ohio. Hey, Kurt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Everything's just gone after watching the show here, and I'm part of the group now that I'm laid up with a broken foot, so now I'm watching TV.
Well, so I'm happy you got a broken leg. You know, I'm sorry that you do, but I'm glad you do.
Broken leg, Dan. Don't give me a broken leg. I just got a broken foot. Now, come on.
Oh, okay.
So I want to get this done because it's real quick. Okay. Fritzy, your poll question tomorrow will be, what will be the biggest upset this weekend in football? And the other thing is, I watched that game last night, and are you telling me that I watched the best player in college football and Bryson Young? Because I didn't see that. I mean, that national championship game was garbage.
Well, he was facing the best defense we've seen in college football in a little while, to be fair to him. And what he did against that same defense in the SEC title game, is he the best player in college football? No, but, you know, he checks all the boxes for winning a Heisman Trophy. And last night, he didn't play well. Didn't play well at all. He had 57 pass attempts. Like, don't you think Alabama, you think run? Now, they couldn't run against them. But you're getting 3 yards a carry. And there was no imagination, creativity with the Alabama offense last night. That was the surprising part of all of that. KT in Los Angeles. KT?
Yo, it's KC, but it's all good. Yeah, that was Bill O'Brien last night. unimaginative. You know, it almost reminded you of the Super Bowl when Tampa Bay was able to shut down Patrick Mahomes and had him running for his life last year against Kansas City. You know, that Raider-Charger game, when people were talking about a tie scenario, I was like, nah, no way. I was tweeting all in, and Al Davis would be rolling over in his grave if that would have been a plan and it happened. And I got a stat of the day, too. You were talking about Domantas Sabonis and 23 rebounds. That's weak. On November 4th, 19... Oh, can I get the music, please?
Oh, okay, here we go. KC.
On November 4th, 1960, Wilt Chamberlain had 55 rebounds in one game against the Boston Celtics and Bill Russell. That's what I'm talking about.
That's KC in Los Angeles. That's your stat of the day. The fact that he did it against Bill Russell, like you have 55 rebounds. Now, granted, shooting percentages back then weren't very good. You had more rebounds, but still 55 rebounds in a game for Wilt Chamberlain. And he did it against Bill Russell. He would always score against, you know, he would win the individual battle with Bill Russell. It was just Bill Russell had a better team. What Russell did for his team was better than what Wilt did for his team, usually. In big situations like that. 55 rebounds. This day in sports history, Paulie?
A couple. 1973, owners of the American League baseball teams agreed to adopt the designated hitter at a trial basis.
Yeah.
Still on a trial basis. And in 2007, this was a big one because it was right about when we were getting ready to do our show here. It was announced that David Beckham had signed a five-year, $250 million contract with the LA Galaxy.
And we had him on.
Our first week on the air.
Yeah. Intelligence runs in the family, not this family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. Thanks for all the contributions, except for Todd. Talk to you tomorrow here, Dan Patrick Show.
Not necessary.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.